General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
There was once a man called Albert Brett. In 1929, when he was 21, he lived in Sheffield in England. He was quite a rich young man. He had a large house, a servant, and a fine motor car. When Wall Street crashed, and people began to jump from the top floors of large buildings in America, and the results of the depression were felt in England as well, Brett, in common with many of his countrymen, decided that England had had it. He sailed for Africa. He spent a year in the Congo, another in Southwest Africa, and two more in Nigeria. Brett was mauled by a leopard in Abyssinia. He went hunting crocodile, he herded cattle, he became an African, forgot the sound of the traffic in Oxford Circus, the smell of fish and chips in Sheffield on a Saturday night. In 1936, whilst men like Hitler and Mussolini were shouting fine slogans to the world and promising the earth for the price of tuppence and a bayonet, Albert Brett built a house near the Murchison Falls on the Blue Nile. This is his story. I've called it Death of a Clown. The Murchison is the finest of the Nile Falls. Hippo roll and play not far away from the thunder of the water. Crocodiles float in the sun, looking like logs. Elephants swarm upon the banks, and the air is full of birds. Sometimes, lion come down to drink or prey upon waterbuck. The lion of the Nile are free. But in a great enclosure on a farm, 10 miles from the riverbank, there was a lion that was not free. The farm was Brett's farm. The year was 1949, and the lion, abandoned as a cub, had never known what it was like to be a king.
Mind you, little... Oh, no, you don't!
I warned you before, Wanga. I warned you the next time I find you here, I'd beat the perishing daylights out of you. That's right, isn't it? I said that's right, isn't it?
Yes.
You can get out now. Get out of my sight. I don't want to find you anywhere near here again, you understand?
I understand.
Because next time I might forget myself and kill you. Now, scram, go and get out of Amusha.
Albie, what's happening? Albie, what the devil's the matter?
He was here again.
Who?
Wanga, worrying clown again.
You hit him?
I hit him. I've told him to get out. If he's seen her again after today, this morning, in fact, I want the dog set on him, okay?
All right, darling, I'll tell them. The boys are...
Oh, they'll enjoy it.
I wish you'd get rid of him.
Well, get rid of who?
Clown.
Why?
I don't like having him here.
Well, he's all right.
He's not all right. You only let him out about once a week now. You used to fool about with him around the place all the time when he was smaller.
But he's grown up now. You can't
I know you can't. You can't take any more risks, can you? Oh, Albie, it was okay when he was a cub. He was defenseless, couldn't do a thing for himself. Then he got a bit older, followed you around just like a dog. Then he got a bit funny, and you had to shut him up.
You're going to bring that darn cat up any moment now, I know.
No, I'm not. When Clown killed Timmy, I was upset, I'll grant you, but I've forgotten now. Heck, a cat's a cat. I'm not going to go into black over it. Well, anyway, I wish you'd get rid of him, Albie. Please. Will you?
Well, what do you suggest I do? He can't hunt for himself. Other lions won't have anything to do with him. What do you suppose the poor so-and-so's going to do there? He's starved to death in the bush.
I don't really care. I just know that I want the darn thing off the place, that's all.
I'll think about it.
If you asked the native Wanga why he'd tormented the lion that day, he couldn't have told you. Perhaps the simplest explanation is that he just didn't like the animal. Why investigate further? As it turned out, his dislike was great enough to make him defy his master's threats and return that night to the great fence. Inside the compound, was the house of Clown, the lion. Brett had shut him in for the night. The crickets sang, the white people and the boys were asleep. The watchman was asleep too, as is the custom of watchmen the world over. He was old, excuse enough. Wanga quickly scaled the high fencing and jumped down into the enclosure. He carried the bloody shoulder of a Thompson's gazelle. It was poisoned. Wanga's plan lacked imagination, but then only the obvious occurred to Wanga. He was not a very clever fellow.
Soon you will die, big lion, and the boss will be very angry. But I shall be a great journey from here. A great journey. Bad omen, sea lion. Already the bird who is the voice of your ghost calls. You will think it is food time in the dark, and you will eat and die. Now, feed. Feed and die.
It was not an iron cage, not a strong cage, not a lion-proof cage. Freedom's a good thing for lions. Freedom's a good thing for all things that move. There was a man in the path of freedom, the man called Wanga. Clown hit him with the fury of an avalanche of ice, with the speed of a great beast for whom, until now, freedom was not even a dream. The lion knocked the man called Wanga the length of the enclosure, leapt the fence of his prison, crashed through the millies, and left the farm to the crickets and the night birds. Left the farm to the broken rag doll that was once a native bent upon revenge.
You blasted fool, Wanga. You never learned, did you? Not even after I told you.
Oh, lion, break him up good, Buzz.
As good as anyone's ever likely to be broken up, George. You don't know what he was doing here.
No, Buzzy.
Come on, George, be honest with me now. You're not like the rest of these blokes. You've got savvy, you know what's what. Come on, what was this all about? Why did he come back here after I told him to vamoose?
Buzz Brett, this man did not love lions.
Any special reason? I said, was
Buzzy,
there any...
long time ago, when it was the time of great rains, and the big river waters come all on the millies, and the people, my people, could not eat... When the moon was big and the bridge where the biggest water fell into the river...
Okay, George, I know the floods 5 years ago, 44 it was, I know. What about it?
Buzzy, lion come and take mother, father of Wanga, eat baby.
Eat? No, what baby?
Baby boy, brother of Wanga he was. Good baby with big arms and legs.
Albie, what are you going to do?
Don't come over here, darling. Wait, I'll come. Okay, George, thanks. Bury him, will you?
Yes, Buzzy.
Was he a Christian?
No, he did not like the priest.
Okay, George. Bury him, will you? Hazel!
Seems Wanga hated lions. He lost his parents to lion. Whether the same one or not, I don't know. He had a baby brother, too, and... Well, there it is.
Did Clown maul him?
Never touched him. I mean, well, he didn't bite, that is. Just bashed into him. He must have come out of there like a rocket, busted just about everything there was to break. One arm
all
or so.
All right. You're going to have to go into details.
What's the matter?
You know what's the matter. If you'd got rid of the thing earlier, this would never have happened.
Look, there's no earthly use in going on about if. If I'd done this, if I'd done that. What's the good of if, Hazel? Don't be so darn stupid, woman. Hazel, where are you going? To the devil with your Wanga mucking me about like this. George! Come on, let's get out of here. We've got to find a lion.
Albie. Albie.
Oh, hello.
Albie, I'm sorry.
What for?
Now, don't go all po-faced about it. You know what for. Oh, I mean it. You must hate me sometimes.
Hate you? I've never been within a million miles of hating you.
I love you.
You will be careful, won't you?
I'll be careful.
I hope you find Clown.
Oh, there's a good chance. I don't think he'll go far. He's got no knowledge of the bush. I think he'll mooch around within a mile or two of this place.
What'll happen? I mean, when you get him.
Happen? What do you mean?
Well, won't he be dangerous now that he...
Oh, he's an accident, darling. If a man plays about with something that doesn't concern him, with a lion, after he's been warned to, then nothing on earth can be done about it. There's no authority that can turn around and penalise a lion, for heaven's sake.
I was thinking of the warden at Murchison.
Yes, I thought you were.
He told Ray that he disapproved of you keeping Clown.
I wish he'd come over and see for himself. He seems to think he's shut up all day in a small cage. That's the worst of these boys. They moan without finding other facts. Look, I must go now.
Don't stay away too long, honey. Are you taking George with you?
No, I reckon I'll go alone.
You're really looking forward to it, aren't you? You taking the truck?
I have to. Can't drag him back on a chain, can I? He may like his taste of the bush and want to stay there.
But it's no good leaving him.
No, he'd die.
Good luck, darling.
Clown had covered many miles in the night. When the sun rose, he was 11 miles above the Fours, almost 30 from the farm. In the next 2 months, he travelled deep into the Murchison Falls Game Reserve. All around him were buck and zebra, wildebeest, giraffe, the quarry of the camera hunters. But Clown didn't know how to hunt. He knew only of meat thrown to him by man. He smelled food, but didn't know what to do. He attached himself to a pride of lion, followed them, lived upon what they left. They regarded the strange beast with suspicion. They didn't want him to join them. Clown grew thin. The luster went from his coat. Then came the day of the camera hunters.
Phew! Can't you close your window, Leslie? There's so much dust.
Well, I can't get a quick shot if I need to.
Well, you won't be able to anyway if you're driving.
If I'm going slowly enough, I can whip the camera straight up and take it.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Well, we haven't seen much, have we? West Africa was so much better, darling. Oh, I do wish we'd gone there this year,
mind.
Too.
We've practically done Africa now. We'll go somewhere else next year.
Oh, Japan. That's where I want to go, Les, Japan.
Look.
Where? Oh, he's not very big, is he?
Quiet as a lamb.
What are you going to do? You haven't got your camera. Leslie?
Watch.
Oh, darling, be careful.
The Ratcliffes did a country every year. Africa they'd almost finished with. The last three countries, Ethiopia, the Congo, and now Uganda, had been boring. So boring that Leslie Ratcliffe walked to within 5 yards of the lion. It looked at the man and was puzzled. The man looked at the lion, smiled, and walked back to the car.
Leslie!
See? Quiet as a lamb.
Oh, you are a fool. You're just showing off.
Got the camera?
Yes, why? Are you going to shoot some film?
You are.
Me?
Yes, I'm going over there again and you're going to film me doing it.
But...
Yes, it's all right. It's all right. You ready?
Oh, darling, I wish you wouldn't.
Look, that's not a lion. That's an excuse for a lion. There were 10 times that size in Ethiopia and they were just about as fierce as kittens there. Okay?
Okay. Oh, don't go too close.
Let's begin shooting when I'm about 15 yards away. All right?
The man stood and surveyed the lion. The lion looked at the man. The woman held the camera steady. A historic film was in the making. The man smiled and glanced towards the woman in the motor car. And that was the last thing he ever did.
I don't care, Brett. You should have found her by now. What? Look, man, this is the first accident of any kind in the park, and... No, perhaps it won't be the last, but at least there's an excuse when a wild animal kills someone. This one wasn't wild. It was your pet. I know, man, I know. But you say it was 5 weeks ago that the thing escaped? Yes, well, all I'm saying is that you should have gone after it right away, for its own sake. There's going to be a stinker with this, I can tell you. I don't like people keeping lions in cages. Look, I have it on good authority that it was confined to some sort of pen for most of the time. All right, I'll come over. Right. Yes, this morning. This is not a good beginning to the life of a game park.
What do I need now?
35.
Right.
34. Double 17. What'll it give me if I get it?
One dot.
One dot. All right. A free ticket for Albert Brett Safari.
You're kidding, of course.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I don't need that ticket anyway. I don't envy Brett, though, and you pray I get so with him.
Well, the poor old bloke's looked for his line. Give me the dots. Right. All over.
James, same again.
Make mine a half, will you?
One big, one small, James. Yeah, nice dance.
What about Brett and his line, then?
Rough on the poor blighter that bought it at the Murchison yesterday.
I still say there should be a ranger with these people.
Well, there are enough notices warning them to stay in their cars.
Dupree's really cut up about it. Jack Underwood reckons he'll half kill Brett. He should have gone after that lion when it killed the African 2 months ago.
Mm. Wango, wasn't it? Big bloke from Tanganyika.
Yeah, he was the one that got one of Jess. Apparently the witch doctors say it's bad to keep wild animals in cages because they learn about man's ways and tell their brothers to hunt men down and kill them or something.
You don't believe that?
No, of course I don't. But there's the motive for Mwanga's wearing the lion and the reason why he died. Anyway, they've got to find that Simba now. You can't leave a killer to roam the countryside. My sympathy is with the South African. It's a lousy thing to happen just when your park's beginning to be raided overseas. Mm.
Made the newspapers, didn't it?
Mm. Here and in Europe. Murchison Falls was full of blokes in suits sweating and moaning about the heat today. There's to be a full-scale inquiry, and Brett's going to come off worst, I can promise you that.
Dupree will have to pull his finger out and get after the lion himself then, otherwise he's going to be short of one job.
Did you ever see it? The lion?
Hmm?
They called it Clown. Most beautiful animal I ever saw. Just shows you they can look good in captivity. Great big thing. Whacking great black mane. Makes the heads in the walls of the jockey club look sick. Yes?
I was just thinking of poor old Brett trudging around the bush for the next 5 years whistling at every Simba he sees. Clown used to come to his whistle, apparently.
A week in the bush and it'll be as wild as ever it was, I can tell you that. Right, Sarah, old man, your turn for revenge. 301 up and mugs away. If you don't get a double first throw, you had it for the
night. Well, they were typical park visitors. Straight out from England. This had to happen just now.
If they'd tried it with any other lion, would the same thing have happened?
No, it might have. It's just possible to walk up to a lion. There was a bloke in the Serengeti who used to do it all the time, but he knew his stuff. He used to let rhino charge him too, and leap out of the way at the last moment. Oh, I don't like tricks like that. Reminds me of a damn circus performer.
Dupree will come over now, won't he?
If you'd heard him on the phone, you'd know why I'm surprised he isn't here now. He'd flay me alive. Stupid thing is, I've got a leg to stand on.
This woman, the one in the park, she caught the whole film, didn't she?
Oh, the lot. A perfect picture of her husband being torn to death.
Ooh, horrible.
Well, the game park's confiscated it. That's a good thing. Otherwise, the ghouls in Europe pay a fortune for it.
Are they sure it was Clown?
Well, they seem to be. I told you, Priya, that he escaped a few weeks back. I told him that he killed Wanga, but he agreed that it wasn't a deliberate act of savagery. The fool stood in the way and got knocked down. He seems to have changed his tune now because of his business in the park.
How anyone can be stupid enough to... Oh, Albie, how could a grown man walk up to a lion in the bush and pose for pictures?
It's... Oh, people have done it before, but they've known what they've been about.
Why do you think Clown attacked him? He would never have gone for anyone while he was here, except for Wanga, of course, and then he was provoked.
He didn't go for Wanga, I keep telling you.
Yes, I know, but anyway, why
because
would he...
Because he was hungry, I suppose. Poor blighter couldn't have had very rich pickings lately. He doesn't know how to hunt. He's never been taught. It was my fault, Hazel.
Why?
Because I didn't go and get him right away.
You went out for a week, for heaven's sake.
Should have gone for longer. Should have kept on until he was found. What's up, Dupree?
Don't get angry, please.
Okay, love. Get some beer, will you?
Of course.
Oh, hello, Dupree.
Hello. Mrs. Brett?
Hello.
Hazel's getting some beer. Sit down.
Mr. Brett, I want to be honest with you. I think you've made a bad mistake.
No, wait a minute.
You've...
No, just hold your horses a minute. When I first told you about Clown escaping, you didn't seem too worried.
You just grinned and said it was tough about Wanga, and he probably got what he deserved, tormenting a lion like that. You said that, didn't you? You didn't want to call out every farmer and warden from here to Khartoum to go and look for him.
It's different now.
Right. Someone's been killed in your park. This lets you in for trouble, too. You feel responsible now, so you're angry.
Let's forget about who's responsible, Mr. Brett. We've got to find your lion.
We don't even know it was Clown.
Here, Mr. Dupree.
Ah, oh, that's excellent, thank you.
You can't be sure, can you?
I think so. Thank you, Mrs. Brett. I said just now, let's forget about whose responsibility it is and find it. I'm leaving in an hour. Will you come?
I'll come.
Good. To a successful hunt for Sondheim.
Cheers, Dupree.
The predatory driver ants were thick at the scene of the killing. The coarse grass was flattened and broken over an area of 5 square yards. The grass was stained red. And yet the birds sang. The cicadas trilled. A herd of Congoni grazed not half a mile away. Nature had accepted the death and forgotten it, so insignificant was it in the great scheme of everything. The two men followed the tracks and camped. The next day, they followed the tracks and camped. The third day, they followed the tracks and... Ah, the third day. This was the day of strange happenings. The third day.
Going to rain, Dupree. How far are we from the river?
I think so, yes. Oh, about 7 miles. The falls must be 14 or 15 miles to the southeast.
We've lost him again, haven't we?
Seems so. Brett, this is a clever lion. I cannot understand why he's so clever. What does he know of the bush? Nothing. From your farm, all he ever got was an occasional smell of the bush, nothing more. Now? Why, now he travels like a veteran.
How long did you tell him to expect us to be away? A
few days, I said. Anna will know. She won't be worried. We'll need provisions soon. We'll have to go down to the river and pick us something up there. There's a trading store.
Dupree, look. Am I seeing things or not?
Is it yours?
That's Clown, all right. We couldn't find him. He came to find us.
He knows we're here. Brett, I'll leave it to you. It was your lion. You must shoot him.
Lions don't forget either.
He knows it's you. Get it over with, otherwise... Brett, shoot him now. He's coming.
Brett! No, Dupree, leave him.
Then shoot him quickly. He's...
Brett! Leave him, Dupree. Don't shoot. Dupree! That's my lion. If this lion had killed, would he come now, Dupree? Would he? Would he come to us like a great big stupid kitten?
Brett, you must kill him now.
But he's just standing there. He knows me.
He's coming forward.
No, don't worry, Dupree. Don't be frightened.
I'm not frightened, Mr. Brett.
Just like a great big kitten. Now all the theories go to the four winds, Dupree. He's been out for more than a month and he comes back to a whistle. What do you say to that, Dupree?
Won't come any closer. 9 yards, Brett. Easiest shot you'll ever have, man. Go on.
No, I'm not going to shoot you, Clown. You're doing very well, old son. Go on now. Scram. Otherwise, Mr. Dupree will shoot you. Go on, old man, scram, hop it.
And then a strange thing happened. The lion called Clown padded another 2 or 3 paces towards the man who found him in the bush, a cub, abandoned. He rolled over on his back and lay there, motionless, his 4 legs rigid towards the sun.
He wants his belly tickled. See that, Dupree? He wants his belly tickling. Do you want to tickle him, Dupree? Go on, Dupree. He won't bite.
Vach with you! Vach with you!
What the devil? Dupree, no!
Why, Dupree? Why, man, why?
He had to die. I let him run. He died as a lion should die, running. Well, that's the end. There'll be no more deaths.
There never were any deaths as far as that animal is concerned, you idiot. Dupree, come here!
I'm going to...
You're not going anywhere! Get up. Get up!
All the time the two men fought. In the bush, 7 miles from the great Blue Nile, a lion lay, stiffening, its blood turning black. No one will ever know if Clown was responsible for the death in the park. No one will ever know what induced the beast to return to its master after a month's freedom. These things cannot be explained. Only the gods know, and the gods are indistinguishable from the wind that blows in the bush, the thunder of the falls on the Nile, and the spirit of the dead king, and the ant legionnaires seeking absolution for all.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushbelt. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles. We'll be right back.